From the studios of Books in Motion in Spokane, Washington, this is Michael Taylor, reading War Hatchet, the third in the Outcast series by Jason Elder. Now, let's begin with War Hatchet. Chapter 1. Pots and pans clattering to beat the band, chickens squawking, bottles of Hofstetter's celebrated stomach bitters, Dr. Kilmer's female remedy, Sherman's prickly ash bitters, and 100 other remedies, tonics and regulators, rattling in their wooden crates. The heavy sprung wagon bucked and swayed its way across the prairie, sounding like a collection of junk in a windstorm. Alroy Gallagher's traveling apothecary notions and dry goods wagon was the only thing moving for miles around, except maybe for the antelope bounding for safety, or the prairie dogs scurrying to their holes, pausing only long enough to stare at this strange apparition that had invaded their world before plunging down on them. Up in the seat box, Cubby Gallagher watched the ribbon of road unwinding ahead of them, just two ruts slicing through a sea of tall grass, browning and brittle this late in the summer. All around him, grassy hills rose and fell like great gentle waves rolling across the landscape. Far to the west, he could just make out the purple haze of a distant mountain range, its name unknown to him. This was unfamiliar land. He recalled the brick buildings that stood tall along the straight streets with their curbs and sidewalks. He pictured shop windows lit with gas lights. Poignant memories. Denver City seemed a long piece off now. When he thought of all he had left behind, a lump filled his throat and moisture stung at the corners of his eyes. Cubby grabbed for the handhold as the clattering wagon thumped into a hole in the road and the team of horses shouldered against their harnesses to haul it out. The man on the seat...